It's rare.
But if it's not infected, then probably it won't.
It's rare.
All right. When you get a blister, what's the liquid that forms in that?
A blister.
Mm-hmm. In a blister, what's the liquid? It's just clear liquid.
All right, you mean what you put on it?
No, what in the blister, inside the blister.
Inside the blister is just when it gets to be sore.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet went through your arm, you'd say you had a bullet.
In your arm.
Well, a bullet what? What do you call
really
it?
Really hurt.
Instead of calling it a hole, wound? How would you say that?
A wound in your arm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if it didn't heal right, and there was some kind of flesh that had to be cut out.
Proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. If you got a little cut on your finger, what might you put on it? A brown liquid that stings? Not mercurochrome or methylate, but
iodine.
Uh-huh. And a medicine that they used to take as a tonic for malaria.
3-6.
Yep. Uh-huh. I've heard of that, but this one begins with a Q. It's quinine.
Quinine.
How do you say it?
Quinine. That 3-6 has got a lot of quinine in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Yes. Any nicer way of saying died?
He's dead, or I'll be gone, or something.
Would you ever say passed on, or passed?
Yeah, passed on.
All right, uh-huh. Is there any joking way of saying it, like that old miser finally?
Passed on.
Okay. And if you didn't know the cause of his death, you might say